I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, some exciting new veggies to consider for your summer garden.
It's that time of year where many of us are getting summer seedlings in the ground. And I don't know about you, but my excitement is usually bigger than my garden. I can't fit everything I want to plant. So the other day, I sat down with my friend and Truro farmer Dave DeWitt to try and edit my list by asking what his top picks are this season. The first thing on his list, scarlet runner beans.
It's a very tall plant with incredible red flowers that the hummingbirds seem to just flock to. So it's a big flower for a bean, enough so that the hummingbird can get in there. And the bean is a little bit flat, like as a string bean, and we pick that when it's about 4 to 6 inches. No, I don't really get it. And then after that, we just let them go to dry. And it has a nutty flavor that is just delicious.
Dave says scarlet runners are just as good as dried beans as they are fresh, which is why he lets a lot of the crop go to seed. And they need something to climb, like a trellis or an arbor. And if they get high enough, the beans will hang down, making for easy and prolific picking. The next seedlings Dave's excited about are from Mexico.
I got some heirloom stuff from Oaxaca, which I've been trialed last year, Oaxacan tomatillo. And we have some Oaxacan red epazote.
Epazote is an herb central to many Mexican and Guatemalan dishes. People describe the flavor as a mix of oregano, anise, citrus, and mint. And traditionally, it's believed to help reduce gas.
Oaxacan red epazote is used in a lot of the bean dishes that they cook. And it's used as a fresh green rarely. It's mainly used to cook. It's also dried and then used in a lot of moles, different mole recipes.
It sounds like such an interesting mix of flavors. Dave's next pick, he's growing partly because it tastes good and is productive, but mostly for its beauty.
Dazzling blue lacinato kale, a typical like dinosaur lacinato kale, but it's like this purplish blue color that's really very beautiful looking. It's almost hard to pick and eat because it's so pretty looking.
Dave puts the dazzling blue kale in his salad mix, which I think has something like 30 different greens at this point. He says he likes having a variety of colors, but if you're growing mixed greens for cutting, it's a good idea to skip most of the red lettuces. They tend to rot first and spoil the bunch. And the last thing he's excited about planting this year is a new-to-him cultivar of delicata squash called Candy Boat.
Took a little bit less space, but had the same amount of squash. And delicata being my favorite squash, I was glad to find a home that can be a little bit more condensed. I mean, it still runs and spreads, but it's like half the size. So you, instead of taking over like acres, you can get a lot more production in a smaller space.
As a farmer, Dave is trying out new veggies all the time. I feel like I do this, but in a very unscientific way. So I was curious, how does he organize a real plant trial on the farm?
I will usually grow it next to something similar that's kind of replacing. So I would use my normal tomatillos that I've been growing for years and then trial it right next to in the same location, same area, and look at yield, flavor, and growth habit.
Sometimes when he does this, the results are unimpressive. But other times, like with the new tomatillos he tried last year, it's a total game changer.
This Oaxacan one just is much larger and sweet to the point where it's almost getting towards tomato sweet. So when we ended up making some salsa with it, it was phenomenal. And it held up. I like to roast my tomatillos, and it just held up to roasting, where the other ones that you buy at the store kind of just melt real quick, where these had a little bit more meat to it and a little bit more substance, so they're able to like really take more of a char and get a little bit more of that smoky smoke flavor of getting roasted. So it definitely is a winner, so didn't even grow the old ones anymore. I'm down to the new ones now.
That's how I'm feeling about a cucumber variety I tried last year, which actually Dave recommended, called Suyo Long. It was so much more productive and so much less seedy than any other cucumber I've ever grown that I immediately swore off all other varieties. Who knows? Maybe this year it'll be dazzling blue kale that steals my heart, or some new-to-me variety of heirloom tomato. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth says Dave DeWitt loves talking about seedlings and that most weeks you can find him at both the Truro and Wellfleet farmers markets, where if the line's not too long, you might get a chance to pick his brain. We'll also put up a link to each of the varieties we've mentioned on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.